Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors, and of course, the famous Alec Medford. It is our final show in this studio from the 682. Worst thing that happened in that studio was Kevin firing Mike. I most certainly did not fire Mike. In fact, we saw Mike again yesterday. He gave us more stuff for Peace-a-thon, so we're great. Right?
Kevin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I always like this line.
We're going to be on tomorrow.
Just the end of everything you know, Kevin. This building right here. This building is the first radio building we've ever worked in.
Yes, you're right. 14 years.
14, like the first time we ever turned on microphones and started talking to the billions of people out there. I just presume there's a chance that billions of people could listen.
Do you remember the first time we talked to those billions of people?
We got 2 minutes in and looked up at the clock and went, oh, crap, how do we fill out the next 9 minutes of air?
Our first segment was intro. Spoiler alert, Alec. It didn't make it the whole 11 minutes.
So we just kind of figured things out. And, Kevin, I was watching Nobody Wants This last night. Netflix show with Kristen Bell and her hot sister or whatever. And they're like, producer was like, it doesn't matter what y'all talk about, what your podcast is about. It's about y'all. Yeah. And I think that's been the biggest deal with this show since we started was people were like, who are these idiots? They made me laugh. Or who are these idiots? They asked a question I'd never expect them to ask. And so all along the way, right, like we've been able to grow this audience and grow this group of friends that we've been able to get to know. And it's all been right here in this building. And so it is different. It's going to be different. So here's what's happening. Our station is moving north. We are moving not to Oklahoma. We're moving. Oof. Mike thinks it's Oklahoma.
It's 9 miles down the road.
We are moving to a facility that's just at 635 and 75. That's where we're going to be doing our radio show now.
Big day for fans of Coit.
G-Bag will officially start at... They'll be the first ones. They will christen it. They will consummate the marriage, if you will.
Oh, my God.
They will be the first ones inside of the studio to do a show. And so we're the last ones. So I think this is a really cool opportunity for us to say goodbye to this building. This has been a cool little studio. This wasn't our first studio. Our first studio was upstairs. But that's what's happening today. So it's kind of a celebration and a sad day at the same time. Somebody said me getting the Brazilian wax live on air.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw Corey's B-hole.
Yep. And so did a couple of other people.
Yeah. Did you dump that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No,
I was grabbing my pants. What are you saying?
I was watching just to make sure.
Oh, you're going to hear that again. Trust me.
Yeah. And so I would say if for any reason the technology doesn't work for Crosstalk, we should turn this into a destruction room
The
last segment.
I did tell the boss that we would urinate on the carpet and kick holes in the wall on the way out. And he said, and Kevin said, oh, we weren't supposed to do that until the last day. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Huh.
Whoops.
Yeah. So... got to potty train Kevin again.
Oh, my gosh, man. If you have any tips, the little one is struggling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is struggling.
I got a guy. It's my wife, but she's really good at this stuff.
I don't know about any of that. So just in case you're wondering, I guess we're not going to change. But, like, it might be different to a certain extent for, like, Sean and RJ and people who have, like, done professional radio other places. But for you and I, mm-hmm. and I for Alec.
He worked at the school radio station, yeah, but it's different.
I mean, so did I.
First professional business.
But that's in terms of like professional radio, the last 14 years and 12 full time was us being in this building.
This is the first time I've ever seen this before, Kevin.
Okay.
And Alec, I'm sorry that this is just, you weren't alive for it at the time, I don't think.
Oh.
From the 361, I've been with y'all since the Star Courier.
Alec was alive when we worked there.
You sure?
Yeah, he was like four.
All right. That's probably true. But yeah, I guess that is true. he couldn't read at the time. But yeah, that's wow. That's wild. But yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. This next building, probably, hopefully the air conditioning and heating works efficiently. It'll be great if that's the deal. Have to worry about that again.
From the 561, I remember when y'all replaced Ben and Skin. Once I got used to your rhythm, I was really happy the change was made.
Appreciate that very much.
I want to take it back to when we replaced Rage. This is my favorite text exchange, I think, in the history of this station. We had been on, and Corey was on for a fourth week, but we have been on for almost three entire weeks since Rage was let go, and we took over for them temporarily. And this guy texted in just guns a-blazing. And that's fine if you're like, hey, what happened to Rage? Or even if they're like, oh, I don't care for your show, I miss Rage, or something like that. This guy is like, who the F are you guys? Where the F is Rage? I'm the biggest, I think it's then fan in the world. What the hell happened? Blah, blah, blah. And so I just calmly responded and I was like, it seems weird that you'd say you're the biggest fan in the world. We've been on for like 3 weeks and they got fired. And that dude lost his mind. He was like, listen here, you MF-er. I'm going to beep, 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 beep. He was so mad. And I thought it was so funny because I was like, I don't know if you could say you're the biggest fan of this station if you haven't listened in like 3 weeks.
From the 972, been listening to KMC since they used to be on Saturday mornings. Mm. They were listening when they were at UTA radio, listening then. I like this question because I might do it. From the 214, how long till one of you subliminally goes to the wrong station for work?
Dude, I totally already thought about that.
Taking the wrong exit, yeah, and just being like, crap.
I could see that happening. I could definitely see that. I'm sorry, and I know we've got other stuff to get to as well, but I'm having a really fun time with this. From the 917, I've been listening since the Arnie days. So my favorite moment with Arnie was we had really struggled to connect. And so he and I sat down once.
You struggled to connect with somebody?
Hard to believe. As my wife would say, you can be very charming when you give an F. Alec, you can see that, right?
100%.
Kevin is he's an acquired taste.
That's fair. That is very fair.
As the great Chris Arnold used to say, an acquired taste.
Yeah. And so I sat down with Arnie and he goes, oh, so are you the one whose daughter had to go to the hospital? And I go, oh, yeah, that was the other one. And then we just sat there and like said nothing to each other.
We were at the fan sports lounge and he was looking at Sean and he was just staring at Sean for like 5 minutes, just deep stare. And he goes, I was thinking about getting him a razor for Christmas, but gosh, you'd just break it with the first shave. And I was like, What is going on in this guy's mind? He was a character, dude.
Oh.
Absolute character. And what a show they put together. You know, they had wild antics that went on also that kind of gave us that opportunity to be what,
because we existed.
We took Colby. We took the best part of that show and said, what could we do, Colby? And he goes, I got plans. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
From the 214, you already said this, but I missed it. Where are y'all moving? Man, that's a good question. I actually really need to look that up.
I'll be honest.
Pretty sure it's on Merritt Drive.
Yeah, Alec, I drove over there about 3 months ago, and I drove up to the building, and I was like, oh, well, this is cool looking. Yesterday when I drove there, I went, this isn't the same building I looked at. I went to a completely different building about 3 months ago and thought that's where we were going to be. And so yesterday when I went in, I was like, hold on. I had to pull into a parking lot and like redo the address, and I was like, is this it? And so now I know, but it is over off 635 and 75 right there at the southwest corner. And it's going to be fun for us to have something new and exciting to go into every morning. Plus, my drive is going to be a lot shorter.
From the 817. Hold on. When the hell did Richie and Grego leave? Who are y'all? Okay.
It was.
That was like 13 years ago.
It was March.
Maybe 12?
It was March at the, it was the day. Here, I can tell you exactly. The day of the Boston Marathon bombings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The next day, West Texas had the explosion.
And then Pat Summerall
died. And then the next day, Pat Summerall died. And we wanted to have fun on radio, and there was no way to do that because of the chaos that was happening in the world at the time.
Right.
But
somebody said, I like you guys, but you're far too serious. And I was like, I mean, we're not, but it's tough to be like, hey, who cares about that explosion or those people getting murdered?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some wacky
hijinks. Those were the biggest stories happening at that time. Absolutely, for sure. So that was, and that's what we try to do. We try to, I think the first target for us is usually we try to talk about the biggest story locally. And then if there's a bigger story nationally, we'll get into it. But usually we want to talk about what's happening here in DFW first.
From the 214, is it next to Watermark Church? I'm pretty sure it is.
It's around there.
Over there. From the 817, been listening since y'all were on weekends and when y'all moved to nights. I used to always say I was going to come hang out in the studio back when that was a thing, but I never did. But I still have Kevin's phone number unless he changed it. No.
It's never changed.
I still have the same phone number, and I still think it's amazing that when Corey gave it out one number at a time, I got like four texts when there were still two numbers left. That meant that there were still 100 combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Did those people text every single combination? I don't know.
Probably so. Or they said they went through the first, seven?
Yeah.
Because that's the last number.
Wait a second. What are y'all doing on right now? I thought y'all were still doing 7 to 11. Again, that changed in like 2019.
Yeah, what a time.
From the 817, are y'all finally moving to Nebraska? Yes, you can catch us
that is not true.
Coach Osborne. Mm-hmm. Tom. There we go. Tom Osborne
Just
Boulevard.
Some dude named Tom.
Yeah, no, it's Tom Osborne Boulevard. And then you'll make a left off of Eric Crouch Parkway, and you'll find us there. So there you go.
Alec, you did not get your opportunity to share your favorite moment in this studio or in this building. Did you have something special happen to you in one of these rooms?
Oh, man, that sounded weird.
Did you?
I don't know.
I was about to say, this is going to be breaking news for me.
Yeah, stay away from the couch back there. No, I'm kidding. That never happened.
That's the goose. That's what everybody calls it.
No, that's what Corey says to every single person who comes in here, and I think it's gross every time.
Goose. It is disgusting. I think probably the best memory would be hosting for the first time on a professional radio station. That was pretty cool. I still remember.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was on a Saturday with Bobby Belt when he was still doing weekends. And yeah, that was a soft landing. Hey, your first time ever hosting is going to be with Bobby Belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, that got me nice and eased in pretty quickly because he was doing everything he could to throw me for a loop. But yeah, that was probably the coolest thing that I'm going to take away from here was getting that first experience. And now I get to do it 5 days a week. It's pretty cool.
Hold the damn phone from the 817. K and C doesn't stand for Okay Richie and C Grego Later Show. From another 817, I honestly thought y'all were doing a live podcast from the newspaper. Congratulations on the brand new radio gig.
That's funny.
Wait a minute. From the 972, what the heck happened to Mike? Did Kevin fire him? No, he's a broadcaster for the Rangers. We went through an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was here yesterday.
Yeah, we saw him yesterday. And he had fiery opinions on the Cowboys trade.
Man, he did.
He has lots of conspiracy theories about what the Rangers' plans are for this offseason.
Is it fair to say if you think Mike has changed?
He has not.
Yes.
And, Kevin, I'll steal one from the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Uh-oh. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes
to, like, you think, you heard Mike for years, right? You heard Mike for years, and you're like, I pretty much think I know Mike.
Yeah.
That was filtered.
Oh, man.
Just think about that for a second. There was still a filter on him.
You'd be shocked, but you best believe it.
So, everything's... Everything's happening. It's all happening.
From the 575, I'm the biggest Tolo there is. Where the hell are Mike and Reggie? Man, Reggie is off in Houston.
I texted him yesterday. I texted him Apple time, and we had a little chat about that, so that's nice.
And then from the 469, so is this the texted number for the fan or not? That's going to stay the same, right?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I think I know.
Okay.
But
well,
I have no idea.
I guess we'll all find out together tomorrow. So if you want to send in more of your favorite memories of this studio throughout the day, definitely glad to hear it. But the good news is we ain't going anywhere. Coming up next.
Because we're the best.
How much?
That's what the ratings say. Thank you very much, Tolos.
You know what? Actually, I was going to maybe say this later, but I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to say, you know what I'll always love and remember about this building? It was going to be impossible to even compete with a ticket ever. Not only do we compete, we consistently beat the ticket again and again. I guess that's what consistently means. Mm-hmm. And so this is the building where we did what people said was impossible in Metroplex Radio.
Somebody wrote in the newspaper, maybe they should have hired some bigger hitters. Well, yeah. We've swung.
Whoops. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how much different do the Cowboys look post-NFL trade deadline? And does this alter your perception at all for the rest of the season? We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Third and three, stepping away from pressure only for so long as Tua gets decked by Quinnen Williams.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. How much different do the Cowboys look post-NFL trade deadline? And does that alter your perception at all for the rest of the NFL season? So obviously the Cowboys made the move for Logan Wilson, and then the much bigger move for Quinnen Williams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Which broke during our show. So let's start broadly, and then we can dive into the specifics.
Okay.
You added at two places of need in linebacker and on your defensive line, specifically, I guess, your interior defensive line. Does this alter your perception of the defense? And if so, how much? I'm sure it does like a little bit, but how much?
It definitely alters my perception of what they're capable of. They have more talent.
Okay.
Like, they weren't as talented.
For sure. Agreed.
I'm still very frustrated that they don't, and they could have been working on it and it just didn't work out. That happens all the time. They don't have anybody, like, they're not good in coverage still.
Right.
Like, that didn't change. Now, do they think we can do better there by adding pressure up the middle? Yes. So I think they're going to tell us that. Now, they told us also they could scheme pressure, but that's a different story for a different time. But to do those things, to be able to scheme pressure, you also have to be able to stop the run. There are a lot of things they couldn't do with this defense. They have a really good tackler, and they have a defensive tackle who's considered one of the top defensive tackles in the game. So, Kevin, for me personally, I've been begging for a better player there for years, and now they have three better players there than they've had in a long time at that position.
Right.
So I'm happy with that. I also see that thing kind of extends itself into the future.
Yes.
Further than just this season. So I also see that. But right now, you have 2 weeks to get this thing ramped up into a different animal. And hopefully Diggs can come back and help be a provider of depth or be a potentially Pro Bowl form again. And be one of those kind of guys.
Now, I'm glad that you mentioned the future, because I want to read you a couple of things from ESPN, if you don't mind. They're going through their grades for the trade deadline. Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for Mozzie Smith and picks. The Jets get an A. The Cowboys, and this is per Seth Walder, They get an F, and I'm going to read you what it says. There's no other way to put it. This is a horrific trade for the Cowboys. It is completely unfathomable. You got it. For a team like Dallas to be trading away major draft resources for a soon-to-be 28-year-old defensive tackle on a salary-heavy contract in a season where it has a 7% chance to make the playoffs. So
that doesn't think about next year.
That is very true.
Okay.
Now, it eventually says, because there are four more paragraphs before it gets to that, the value Dallas gains really is for 26 and 27, when Williams will only get older. But they aren't getting those years for free. Williams' contract was salary heavy as opposed to bonus heavy. So assuming this contract was untouched, the Cowboys are going to pay Williams $21.75 million in cash next year and $25.5 million in cash in 2027. That's not necessarily true, but fair enough. So they're focused on the now and hating that deal. And the one thing I will say for both Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams is, much like the Kenny Clark inclusion in the Micah deal, if you don't want them after this year, Logan Wilson and Kenny Clark have no dead money attached to them. I can't fathom a world in which you wouldn't want Quinnen Williams back, obviously. Then you're on the hook for $21.75 million next year and then no more dead money. So if you just look at it from an asset player and how much money you're going to have to give up, it is a positive. Although I will admit, I also share concerns about the draft capital they gave up.
They still have a first round pick for 26.
They have two.
They have two first round picks. Well, that's what I meant. They're the one that they got from the Packers.
Correct.
So in this next draft, they can add two first round picks or move up if they wanted to. Like, I know there were a lot of options. There were plenty of options when you had four total in the next 2 years.
Right.
I would have loved to collected a couple more lower round picks while you're also making these deals.
Right.
You know, you lose a second, I would like to get a fifth or a sixth. And just in as compensation. There.
If that draft, in that draft, you don't have a second or a third.
Yeah. So.
But you have two firsts.
Two firsts to add to what you hope are high pedigree players. Like, that's what your hope is.
So let's talk about Quinnen Williams, the player. Because I just saw somebody say it's weird to talk about defensive linemen as if they're going to be washed by the age of 28. All right, so let's focus in on Quinnen Williams. The biggest thing I think people should probably prepare for is he can win the line of scrimmage, and maybe being in a different scheme will change this number, but he is not pass rushing anywhere near as well as he has in the past. However, where has that talent gone? It's gone to the run-stopping era. I remember when we previewed the game against the Jets, we were kind of joking about this, but Quinnen Williams has secured run stuffs, which means run plays for a loss or no gain on 9% of his run defense snaps. I know we joked the last go around that that's not very high, but that actually is very high. It is higher than his all-time career high rate of 6.6%. So he has become a more efficient run stopper than at any point in his entire career. He has 13 run stuffs this year for a loss or no gain. That's the second most in the NFL this season.
Okay.
So if you just want to look at it from that perspective, has he been as efficient of a pass rusher? Absolutely not. But where has that gone? It's gone to becoming one of the most efficient run-stopping interior defensive linemen in the entire game. Since 2022, you can like Pro Football Focus's stats or not. I'm just telling you, There are two defensive interior linemen since 2022 that have an 85-plus pass rush grade and an 85-plus run defense grade. One of them is Quinnen Williams.
Wow.
So from that perspective, while I wonder if some people will be disappointed about the pressures he puts on or the sacks that he gets, I don't think anyone will be disappointed by his ability to negate runs.
Oh, man, I haven't had a voice crack like that in years. I want to see him in this defense first, obviously.
For sure.
Like, because I can only go and say what I've watched before and say I know what he's capable of.
Are you bummed you have to wait 2 weeks then?
I am.
Or a week and
but
a half?
But I'm actually excited for that, too. It's going to build up anticipation. Jerry knows that.
For sure.
Like, these are the stories for the next. Kevin, think about this for a second. They didn't make any trades at the deadline. They're on bye week.
Yeah.
They don't exist for two
weeks. You're probably right.
Jerry knows that.
You're probably right.
So he was like, I got to give them stories. This Quinnen Williams thing, it'll roll for a minute. They're going to have all sorts of questions. They've run out of questions to ask all the other guys that are stinking. Might as well get somebody else in here. I'm interested to see what they ask of him in this defense. If they say, hey, we know what you were capable of in New York, we're just going to ask you to do that. Or if they say, hey, we know, and Kevin, don't forget, wasn't Russell Maryland a key piece to those Super
For
Bowl
sure.
teams? That was from the middle of the defense as well. I don't know what Eberflus is going to need and expect from him. I have an idea, but they might ask him to do some other things. They might move some of these guys around a little bit and say, well, you know what, we actually have a little better position for you outside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very interested to see what Eberflus does, and I hope he and Schottenheimer over the next couple weeks sit down with that defense and go, all right, let's make some really good plans for the last half of the season. Whether we get in the playoffs or not, we need to have a good showing to figure out what this team should look like next year. Because if you get the max out of these guys and the guys that you know you're going to have next year, then doesn't that help you build your team next year as well? You go, oh, I don't have to worry about that position. We're good there. So that's going to be a big one right now.
Now, the possible defense that you roll out against the Raiders.
And he's also not Mozzie.
That's true. There are some people who are glad that Mozzie is just gone, but then you also get, I think it's like $2.5 million off the books. So you'll rotate plenty of players, but something like Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, Osa Odighizuwa, probably only two of those maybe at a time. Donovan Ezeraku, Jadeveon Clowney off the edges, Logan Wilson and DeMarvion Overshown at your linebacker spot. Then Deron Bland, Kyer Elam, and Reddy Stewart, and then Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson at safety. So in terms of making those trades and in terms of getting some more time to heal up on the bye, that could be what your defense looks like. And I know I'll continue to hope, maybe foolishly, that Trayvon Diggs is not far behind to help beef up your secondary.
And you say far behind health-wise?
Yeah, that... I guess that whole thing still feels just more complicated to me than just his health.
The fact that he's still here is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because they're hoping they can turn him around.
For sure.
You know, but I will say this. Quinnen Williams is the player. He's the type of player that Micah was wanting.
Yeah.
Micah, while he was here, was like, get me a Dexter Lawrence. Get me a dude like this.
Sure.
And they did. They just don't have Micah anymore. And that's the trade-off they felt they had to make in order for this thing to turn the way it is.
And I think a lot of this probably pivots, too, on what you think about, like, Will McClay and the scouting and drafting staff right now as well. Because if you think they're doing a great job, you're probably like, whoa, we give up a first and a second. I hate it. But I know there's lots of people who are not enamored with the job that they've been doing as of late. And they're like, great, take a proven player that I know is good.
I'm with that. I do like that mentality too, especially when you're trying to build a team. I've had some problems with some of the picks they've made that haven't panned out.
Like most of the 23 draft?
Mozzie and Schoonmaker.
Yeah.
Overshown has not either.
You're right.
Fehoko, Awesome Richards. Eric Scott didn't work out.
That was a terrible draft.
That draft is non-existent, essentially. And so there are some misses. I do think the Cowboys, because they do not do anything in free agency, have put a lot of pressure on that and a lot of pressure on those guys to make impacts immediately from the fourth and fifth round, which I don't think is fair.
Yeah. There's no reason we should be talking about Revell coming back again and again as if he's going to solve the defense.
Yeah, the goal is for the fourth, fifth round guys, even third round guys sometimes, to come in and work their way into a position.
Yeah.
That's why you add veterans, at good veterans at those positions for them to learn from and grow and learn. Now, maybe they're good enough every once in a while to take over, but it doesn't happen like that all the time. Then what happens? You put a guy out there that's not ready for the job, and now he's a bust, and you move on from him, or he's a bust, he never has confidence to play the game again. So this has been a failure on that part, but at the same time, that was the Cowboys. They said, we're gonna draft and sign our own. That's going to be our philosophy. And now they've said we're changing that up a little bit as they've been making some, over the last few years, they've made some pretty significant trades to add better talent.
Corey, unfortunately, I've started to imagine the Cowboys defense, but now through the lens of Jerry Jones. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be the best defense ever. We got Logan Wilson, Overshown coming back. I don't know if you heard about that. It's been underpublicized. And then you got Shamar James, that cornerback group with Bland and then Revel and then, oh, Trayvon Diggs. Man, if I could view the defense through that lens, we'd be top 10. Probably.
We're almost there, Kevin. We're almost
okay.
there.
Only a few more moves and we'll make it happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Would you want these two Rangers pitchers back next on The Fan?
He turns, hesitates, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Four-seam fastball elevated that time by Malley, so Jansen is out on strikes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, or at least some of management is actively trying to wreck up our building.
I'm in on this,
right,
man.
Now.
You know how I feel about it all.
Right now, it's time for some baseball nuggets. Do you want me to start with the Rangers or others?
Oh, are you talking about the big moves?
What big moves? There's been a bunch of spare moves, but I'll tell you about them.
I don't know. There might be big moves on the way is what I'm hearing.
Yes. For the Rangers, I feel like we've been pretty upfront about that.
Some things could happen.
Yu Darvish has had elbow surgery. He will miss all of the 2026 season.
Oh.
And I wonder about the future of
you
his
wah,
career.
You wah-wah-wah-wah wonder?
That's a good song.
I think that he would be done as far as like it's...
How old do you think Yu Darvish is?
34.
It's 39.
Really?
Yeah. So, obviously.
In human years.
Yes. In human years.
Impressive.
He will be 40 and a half, I guess.
How much has he not pitched in his career?
A good amount. And so I wonder if this is the end. You know, I don't know that, but I wonder that.
All right. So he's 39.
Correct.
You say.
Why would I lie about that?
He has pitched in 297 games in his career.
Okay.
162 game average, 34 games a year. Not bad. I don't know, something like that. He has made it to, let's say, 32. What's the height for 30?
33.
33. He has never pitched 33 games in a season. He has pitched 32, 31, 31, 30, 30, and that's it.
I mean, I count those as absolute full seasons, though.
Okay.
So, like, you missed a start
the first three seasons with
two.
The Rangers, 29, 32, 22, pretty good.
Yeah.
And the dude was a strikeout pitcher.
For
and,
sure.
Like, for, like, absolutely. I don't think his career, I think his career here was a little undersold because he was really good here, too.
Right.
I think his career overall is kind of a miss.
See,
considering what we expect.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that. And I know people will say, oh, he's runner-up for Cy Young twice. And I hear you on that. One of them was the shortened season, if that changes your opinion anything. But, like, he was sold to us like he was the pitching-only Shohei.
Yep.
Like, he was going to come in and change everything.
And you'd get Yamamoto-type
yeah.
type moments from him.
And those first 2 years, it sure did look like that was going to be the case.
It just took, like, he was one of those guys that he wasn't efficient.
That's true.
He could strike out a whole bunch of people.
I think he got more efficient.
But he took 800 pitches per inning.
Right.
And by the first inning, you're like, you've thrown seven games. You're done. And so he's one of those guys that I'm with you. I don't know how much longer he can do it, but he does have a lot of balance and, you know, in his life when he talks about working both arms and being balanced with his physical body, but I just don't know if he can get back out there and do it. It's a lot of work.
So there is a plethora of players staying with their current team. Salvador Perez signed a two-year deal to stay with the Royals. So 2 years, $25 million right there. Trevor Story exercised an option to stay with the Red Sox. But perhaps most surprisingly of the bunch, Shane Bieber has exercised his option to stay with the Toronto Blue Jays. His option is for $16 million. He turned down a $4 million buyout. So essentially, so $4 million buyout, and he's getting paid $16 million. So he certainly would have gotten more than $12 million per year on the open market. But I like that. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to test free agency right now. I want to come back with the Blue Jays. And I'm assuming, see if we can finish the job this time. So good for him. For
that is
that
a
back.
Big, I agree, good for him. That is a big gamble in baseball.
For sure.
Because you can go get cash, buddy. Every, you can. Especially you can cash in on a season like that. Now, obviously,
I feel like he's probably made, I'll go look up what he's made for his career.
You can always want more.
That's true.
That being said, there is something to be said for happiness and liking where you are, liking the people you work with, liking the organization. But there is just no absolute when it comes to you'll be back.
Yeah.
Because Major League Baseball, you've seen this over and over and over. A team rocks in there and then never gets back again.
Not as much as I would have thought, but I wonder...
$64 million in his career?
Yeah, that's not as much as I would have guessed. But I wonder if he's like, all right, let me go out there, pitch a whole season for hopefully a contender, and then he'd be a free agent at 31?
Because you also consider this. There's two things to bring up in this. One, it seems like the last few years... the smallest handful of players get the big contracts.
Right.
And then all these other guys kind of get left out in the cold.
Right.
And they have to settle for one-year deals.
Yeah.
So maybe that's another thing to be thinking of. Also, Kevin, we have heard some whispers that this season could be one that might be the last for a minute.
I don't think it's a secret from that to the Angels contract with their manager. 2027 could be a mess.
So maybe he's like, I'll go back to Toronto, not test free agency where I could get a giant contract that doesn't exist.
Right.
But I'll take this 1 year, and then maybe if we do have a lockout, I'll come back and be able to hit free agency again after that.
That is going to be interesting to watch.
I don't know how agents play this game right now, because obviously you want to have your money as quickly as possible.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that and see if other people maybe kind of go that direction.
Let's keep an eye. Let's do two eyes.
Okay. We will keep two eyes on it. Tyler Mahle and Merrill Kelly. I'm going to give you a price tag, and you tell me if you want the pitchers back. Let's start with Tyler Mahle. 1 year, $17 million.
That's how much it's going to cost to bring him back?
Yes. Now, this is...
No, thanks.
Okay. These are projections, and this is all going off the fact that, like, they want to be back here, which, you know, I don't know that to be the case. Tyler Mahle was fantastic when he pitched, but I know people will go back to the idea that he has not pitched more than 120 innings in 4 years.
Okay.
But he was fantastic when he was here until he could not pitch anymore. And I know that's a concern. All right. So your pass?
Yeah. And listen, Kevin, I want the pitcher. So what I'm doing right now is playing the I just don't suspect our Rangers are spending that.
That is very fair.
So that's if you're listening to me. At the moment, I'm in a mindset of I think that our management is about to get cheap.
Okay. And then I wonder if that would change if, like, let's say, not promising this is going to happen, let's say you traded off Marcus Semien for half price.
Okay. Like
you pay half, the other team pays half, and you traded Corey Seager. I wonder if the amount of savings there would be like, all right, well, we can pick up, like, some lower tier things.
That's a good question.
Like this.
That's a good question.
All right. Merrill Kelly. 2 years, $30 million total. So that would be $15 million per year.
I love the guy. I think he's a good pitcher. He's not an overpowering pitcher by any means, but he gives you good innings.
And he was fine.
He gives you clean innings a lot of times. I think this whole thing at the end of the year just kind of fell apart, and that was unfortunate with him, with the team in general.
Right.
But I think he's, I think Kevin, if I get to a big game, I have confidence in a big game with him. So I might want to do that.
So yes, 2 years, $30 million.
Now, I mean, if there's a strike, I don't have to pay him that second year. So I'm guessing.
That's what you think. By the way, no brainer for the Braves. They exercised the club option on Chris Sale. 1 year, $18 million.
I'm sorry, and I shouldn't say strike. I should say lockout, correct? Is that the correct term for what's really happening?
I think
what really could happen?
I think it would be closer to a strike.
Okay.
But I guess we've got a year to determine which side is going to pull that. One of them is going to. All right. Gross. Let's go to the finalists for the awards. NL MVP, Kyle Schwarber and Juan Soto. So no Shohei. I'm just kidding. Obviously, Shohei is the finalist for the MVP because he's going to win it. In the American League, good for you, Jose Ramirez, for making the finals. But it's really going to be down to Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. I don't think anyone has any illusions otherwise. Cy Young Award, Christopher Sanchez, Paul Skeens, and Yamamoto. Just remember, this is a regular season award, so I would be tremendously surprised if Yamamoto won the Cy Young. I'm still thinking it's
Skeens. He should get every potential postseason award out
there. Agreed. Even, like, I think he should get other awards
that
he's not even necessarily eligible for.
I agree.
Like ALCS MVP.
Yes.
I think they should have given that to him, too.
Yeah, he was that good.
Hunter Brown is the AL Cy Young Award finalist, along with Garrett Crochet and Tarek Skubal. I believe that the thought is that Skubal will take it down. And if he does, he'll be the first back-to-back AL Cy Young Award winner in 25 years.
Impressive.
Since Pedro Martinez.
I know him.
He
had a great career.
He did have a great career. Did he steal a Cy Young from Greg Maddux?
He threw an old man on the ground once.
That is true. He did. For Manager of the Year.
Old man shouldn't have been going to him, though.
Honestly. You know what? That's probably fair, too.
He didn't want to end up on the ground.
Terry Francona with the Reds, Pat Murphy with the Brewers, and Rob Thompson with the Phillies. AL Manager of the Year, John Schneider with the Blue Jays, Stephen Vaught with the Guardians, and Dan Wilson with the Mariners. So there are some of your finalists for the major awards in the Major League Baseball season. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, plus the story I know Corey cares the most about, the return of Red Panda, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.